After laying out the rebellion of the nations and the laughter of heaven, Psalm chapter 2 ends with a call. Serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling, and kiss the Son. In ancient culture, kissing a king's hand or feet was a sign of homage to loyalty. To kiss the Son means to bow the knee now in willing surrender before the king comes in judgment. So this isn't just a message for ancient kings, is it? It's for us as well. We've all rebelled. We all must heed the warning. Submission to Christ is not optional. It is urgent. And so this is a warning for all of us. It's calling us to respond personally. The mercy is immense. Blessed are all who take refuge in Jesus. But so is the danger. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. And so this is no time for lukewarm half measures. It's full-hearted surrender or self-chosen ruin. Here are a couple of ways that we can pray. Jesus, teach me to serve you with reverent joy and trembling wonder. Let my life be a visible kiss of allegiance to you every day, and keep me from cold, casual Christianity, and instead ignite deep devotion. Here are two peoples that we can pray for. Pablo Munoz and his family are national changemakers in Chile, and also the Fonte LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Ghana. Remember, there's no neutral ground with Jesus. Bow now in worship or bow later in regret.